As a parent, watching your children grow up can sometimes be difficult, especially as kids become teenagers. In my senior year of high school, I entered my first long-term relationship. Well, long-term by high school standards. It wasn't that my parents disapproved of the relationship. There are just certain ground rules that needed to be established before anything got too serious. First and foremost, he had to have a sense of humor. So they began plotting. The plan they decided on was simple. Strap a giant bra to the grill of his car with the silent hope that he wouldn't notice until he was already parked at school the next day. However, that's not what happened. Here's my mom's explanation.
I had gone to Goodwill to find a Halloween costume, and your dad said, make sure and find, go in there and see if you can find the biggest bra you could possibly find. And I was like, oh yeah, that'll be funny. So I go into Goodwill, and I find this bra that's huge. And just, it's like, it's got these massive cups. It could stand up on its own. And I just thought it was the funniest thing. And I'm giggling the whole way through as I'm shopping at Goodwill. And I got home, and I threw the bag in the bottom of my closet. And then we got busy. We had some project going on at work or something like that. And I completely forgot about it. And so then a couple weeks later, your dad was like, where's that bra you got at Goodwill? Where is it? And I realized I was wearing it and it fits so well.
As it turned out, it's the best fitting bra she's ever owned. Welcome to the Weibert Podcast, stories from the lives of the Weibert family. I'm your host, Amelia, and I'd like to begin with a quick note. That story, as some may remember, was previously featured on an episode that was recorded over a year ago for the first iteration of this show. If anyone should be interested in hearing the original story, they can find it from our Twitter, at Weibert Podcast, that's W-E-E-B-E-R-T Podcast, where the links to all of our episodes are posted. This first story begins with a piece of furniture from when my father was single. It was a height of bed my sister and I called the Big Comfy Couch due to its resemblance to the couch from that 90s kids show. However, this one was far from comfy, and sometimes it wasn't even a couch. It was bluish green with the sort of flowered print that wouldn't look at all out of place as the wallpaper in a cheap motel. It was so gaudy. The cushions were scratched and torn, and any who came to stay with us knew to bring an inflatable mattress to spare them from the misfortune of sleeping on it. We held on to it through the years, as it was the foundation of every fort house my sister and I built. That is, until the cat peed all over it, and then it had to go. Luckily, as fate would have it, around the same time, my parents' friends Amanda and Jim were out of town for the weekend. My parents waited until after the strict 8 p.m. bedtime they held their children to, so as not to be recognized, and what followed, I imagine, went something like this. My dad rings the doorbell and the babysitter answers. He explains that his name is Marty. My dad's name is Michael, but Marty is a close mutual friend of Amanda, Jim, and my parents. My mom, whose name is Catherine, is introduced as Marty's wife, Deb. My dad asks, knowing the answer, when they'll be home. Before the sitter can answer, my mom interjects, looking at my dad, I thought they said to come by and drop it off this weekend. And my dad responds with a shrug, they must have forgot. At this point, the babysitter finally asks, drop off what? And my parents smile and explain that they have this old hide-a-bed that they were going to throw out, but Amanda and Jim simply insisted that they give it to them to put in their kids' playroom so relatives would have a place to sleep when they visit. The sitter is hesitant to let strangers in, so my parents, not wanting to carry the damn behemoth anyway, offered to just leave it in the garage, and the sitter agrees to the compromise. Now the story could have ended there, with Amanda and Jim returning home to find their gift in the garage, but a few days later my parents get a phone call. Amanda explains that Marty and Deb have left this awful hide-a-bed in their garage, and they want revenge. Without hesitating, my parents gleefully agree to help. This time they kept it simple, and under the cover of darkness, my parents helped Amanda and Jim lug the eyesore of a couch onto Marty and Deb's manicured lawn. Yet again, that could have been the end of the story. But unlike Amanda and Jim's toddlers, Marty and Deb's children are the same ages as my sister and I, and instantly recognized the big comfy couch. The jig was up, and after a cold and stormy night, my parents opened the garage door to find they can't back the car out because that goddamn couch is there, soaking wet and ugly as ever. There are far more stories like this, such as the one about the time my elementary school sent out a letter to all parents about inappropriate desserts because the brownies we made for a friend, who also happened to be a teacher at the school, brought them into the staff lounge instead of having them herself. They weren't real brownies. They were brown sponges covered in frosting. The rest of the faculty were not amused, but at least the culprits were never found. There's also the time my parents' friends who live out of state put truck nuts on our Subaru Outback just before we left for the long drive home. We had to be back in time for my big yearly piano recital, which took place in the teacher's church, a Mormon church to be exact. We parked right in front. Everyone saw. The next year I took up clarinet instead. These misadventures cannot begin to compare to this next story. As far as pranks go, this may be considered my parents' crowning achievement. Back in the early 2000s, when digital cameras were all the rage, my parents wanted to take some nice family photos. We didn't have a camera of our own, but our good friend Donna was willing to let us borrow hers. This, as it would turn out, was a grave mistake. For any who might have been too young to remember, photos taken by a digital camera could not be uploaded to the cloud from the device. One had to take out the SIM card or plug it directly into the computer and exchange files manually. This was a relatively easy system for the day, but there was a slight hitch. After we took our nice photos, when my parents went to retrieve them from the device, they realized that photos could not only be removed, but added. Let me tell you this. Internet porn is a beautifully disgusting thing. Right-click, save image, select location, SIM card. It was too easy. We dropped the camera back off and thanked our friend dearly for allowing us to borrow her nice camera. Months, maybe even a year went by and we hadn't heard anything from Donna about it. We honestly forgot after a week or so. Donna and her family had been on vacation, along with so many other precious moments in day-to-day life over that period of time that were worthy of a picture, so it was assumed that they knew and they just hadn't bothered to say anything. Disappointing, but jokes can be hit or miss. Then Donna's in-laws come to visit, and as was the tradition in the years before social media, they ask to be shown pictures of their grandchildren, so Donna gets out the camera. Here's a picture of my kids. Here's one from the time we did that thing. She keeps scrolling through the camera and looking at the little screen. It hadn't even been plugged into a computer yet. She's scrolling and scrolling and scrolling until... bingo. This was it. I like to imagine one of her in-laws fainted while the other covered their eyes in horror. I don't know if that's true, but I heard it was quite the ordeal. The moral of the stories here is that sometimes it's better to fail, so don't be afraid to try. The world doesn't always give us something to laugh about, so when presented with the opportunity to make ourselves laugh, we will always take it. That's it for this episode. I'm going to keep this ending short and sweet. Until next time, bye.